it's morning, noon, or night, you've tuned into the podcast that you need in your life. I'm your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience, but you know it as a podcast where we mean what we say and say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. Why? Because the Holy Ghost be flowing. Guys, we have made it to 75 consecutive episodes. I literally cannot believe it, and I'm so grateful to God. So every episode moving forward is road to 100. That's right, 25 more episodes until 100, and I'm so excited. And my prayer is that with these last 25, along with the other 75, that we grow closer and closer to God and closer to being the people that God has called us to be, people who mean what we say and say what we mean, because our words indeed do have power. Per usual, if you need support in walking this 1821 life, I do have merch. I have got an e-course entitled The Mean Girl Gang that helps women change their world by changing their words, so you can enroll in that. But if you're a man and you're like, what's there for me? I got you, babe. I've got for males and females an 1821 journal that allows us to be more proactive about our lives. Because again, you cannot control everything that happens, but you can control how you respond, right? So make sure you go to www.meangirls1821.com and check it out. Now, without further ado, on to episode 76, Road to 100, starting right now. I just want to encourage you and remind you that there is nothing you could have said or done differently to change the outcome of that situation. I think sometimes life gets really tricky. We tend to ruminate over situations that aren't favorable. And the thoughts that come to mind for me are reflective thoughts. Well, maybe if I just would have, if I could have, if I, maybe if I just was less this and, but God spoke to me because I was ruminating on some things in my life that I really love and loved and cherished. And I often wonder why didn't this work out? And he reminded me that that was out of my control. There was nothing I could have said or done differently to keep that situation afloat. And sometimes things leave our lives due to the things that we have done. But in other cases, it's just the will of the Lord. And there's nothing you can say or do. You can't show up anymore for that relationship. You can't give them more compliments. There's not a number of gifts, compliments, the like, you get it, to keep that person, that place, that situation in your life. But what is equally true is that God is never going to give you anything less than what he's taken from you. He will do what his word says, exceedingly abundantly above. And so that last thing that you thought was top tier, if God removed that, imagine what he's gonna bring in your life to replace it. So I wanna encourage you to stay focused. Don't ruminate on what's left, but rejoice on what's coming. I love you. Mean it. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care.